it's your girl, Grace Oben. Welcome to Magnetize. Are you a dream builder? We are here to help you embark on your life-changing journey. Remember, whatever your mind can conceive, you have the power to achieve. Are you ready to make your dream a reality? Let's do it! Hello, 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 beautiful people. Welcome back to Magnetize. I'm your girl, Grace Oben, and today I have an amazing guest. You will love her. She is a survivor. She's a fighter. She's an overcomer. And her name is Claire Perry. Claire will be sharing with us today her story, amazing story, inspiring story. So, hello, Claire. Welcome to Magnetize. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks, Grace. Thank you for having me. I feel very pleasured to be here.
So, I want to hear your story. Our listeners want to hear your story. You are an overcomer. You are a fighter. So, can you just share a little bit of your story with us?
Yeah, so I'm a registered nurse in Alberta, and I used to work in oncology. I worked at both the Tom Baker Cancer Center and the Cross Cancer Institute in Edmonton. And during COVID-19, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had just lost my mother prior to that, and was presented with a bit of another obstacle to deal with. Mm-hmm. So very grateful that I had the medical knowledge so I could, present to the medical system. I knew what I was dealing with in one regard and that it needed to be looked at. Unfortunately, it took a there was good and bad, silver linings with all of it, but it took a long time to actually formally diagnose. I was originally told I had stage 4 esophageal or breast cancer, and I was told over the phone.
Over the phone?
Over the phone.
What was that moment like? Like, how did you feel when you got that phone call?
I felt like my life just came to a halt. Unfortunately, the fear presented itself before the curiosity piece, mm-hmm. and the silver lining. But when you're diagnosed with cancer, you don't get to control the outcome. And I think that was the biggest thing for me. And I also I'd like to have as much information as possible. Mm-hmm. First of all, just working in the medical background, and that's the way I like things done. And again, it was a lengthy process. It took 11 months to get the formal diagnosis and figure out what we were actually dealing with. In saying that, I'm very grateful because I didn't actually have stage 4 cancer.
Hmm.
But I did go through the emotions like I was living with stage 4 cancer. So,
wow. And now you have turned that into something that you are changing lives, you are impacting lives, you are coaching other people. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? How did you come up with the thoughts to say, okay, I went through this, I survived this, I need to go reach out?
So it took about a year, but as I said, there were silver linings. Very fortunate that I can be here and tell my story and that I get to wake up every day. And not everyone is that fortunate with their cancer journey. So with my medical background and then my personal experience, I feel it's my duty to go and help others in whatever way that is. And my experience until I presented to the Tom Baker Cancer Center, my experience was as a patient was not a positive one. I had a lot of resistance, and every time I advocated for myself, it my doctor seemed to get her back up. So that made it really, really difficult. I didn't feel like my feelings were validated or that I was being heard or respected in the process. But yeah, I really want to help, even if it's just one person navigating that journey. It's hard to know what things look like. I mean, when you're diagnosed with cancer and they look at your stage and they look at the type of cells, what type of cancer, I also speak English as the first language. And I have the medical background. So I can't imagine that information, even if you do have a translator, I can't imagine going through that and not understanding any of it. So I just want to be there and help anyone I can. So through their cancer journey, whether it's emotional support, going to their appointments with them, interpreting what the tests mean. So people can make informed choices. I mean, you can't make informed choices for your treatment trajectory if you don't understand what you're dealing with.
I like something you said. What you said, you are someone that you like information. So when you got the diagnosis as, or when you got that information or the diagnosis as devastating as you were or might have been, you still thought, I need more information. I need to know more about this. I need to know what I'm really dealing with. And to me, I think that's one of the most clever thing we can do. Every time we are faced with a situation that we probably don't know much about, or we do have some information, or we know somewhat information. In your case, you were already working in that department, so you had a bit of understanding of what cancer is, but then you needed to know more about what kind am I really dealing with, right? Where are we in this phase, and what are my options? So I think it's always important for us to approach situations that way, where after the whole thing, okay, this is it, this is what it is. Now, what do I do? What do I need to know? What are my options? And that could be even when someone is in a terrible financial situation. You get my point? It's always good to ask yourself, okay, this is what it is. This is the situation. Being in denial is not gonna take it away. It is what it is. But the thing is, how do we move forward from here? What do I need to know about this? What are my options? Right? At what stage? How bad is this thing? You get my point. So I think I agree with you 100%. So but now you coach other people. Do you just coach women or you coach anyone going through the same situation?
I'll coach anyone that has a chronic disease and wants to focus on their wellness, because the foundations of being healthy, whether it be diabetes, cancer, heart disease, it's all the same, right? It's taking care of yourself. I'm getting quality sleep, staying hydrated, nourishing yourself with healthy foods, moving every day, and slowing down. I mean, we lead busy lives, right? And slowing down and not always being on, like spending that quality time with your family. I mean, that's the biggest thing that they say that people that are on their deathbeds, and I worked in hospice, and that's usually people's biggest regrets are that they spend all that time working, which we all know that we have to do, but it limits your time with your family, and you need to be present when you're with your family, and present when you're working on yourself. And it's easy to get caught up with the obligations in life.
Yeah, absolutely true. It's almost like we are on an autopilot. Go, go, go,
So,
go, go. And it's good sometimes to take that break and really just have some self-care. I always say to people, self-care doesn't have to cost you money. There are lots of self-care activities that you won't spend any a dime on it. Like, for example, you said go for a walk. We have nature here in Canada. And in different parts of the world, we are blessed with nature. Go for a walk. Just that's an amazing self-care activity, but it won't cost you any money, right? So,
Yeah.
Claire, let's say, what does magnetizing your dream life mean to you? And how did you discover this concept?
I think for your dream life, focusing on your self-worth, knowing your potential, knowing your values, and then carrying that forward, like being authentic. I mean, I'm talking from the heart here. I don't maybe babbling a little bit, but being authentic, showing up and being positive. When you look at the law of attraction, positive, if you're positive outlook, you get positive back, right? So, I mean, I have a girlfriend that says, you know, give to the universe and the universe will provide. Don't worry about how you will get clients and don't worry about the end result. Like be present, be, you know, like enjoy the process and, you know, don't look at those self-limiting beliefs. I mean, I think we all have them and have periods of self-doubt, but you know, like reprogramming that your subconscious mind, right? And trying to find the positive in things. You know, we all have days where you're just like, oh, you know, like, do I have to get up and go to work today? But you know, there's always a positive, like finding gratitude. There's, you know, and I had to do that through my cancer journey. I had to learn to laugh and you know, prioritize and really, I had to focus on the little things, you know, like when I get to get up in the morning, my legs work, I can still speak, the sun's out, like all those things, right? It's easy to
Absolutely.
take things for granted. And sometimes it does take something really big to, you know, change your perspective. And I do feel grateful for that. Like I think I'm a better person. I think I'm a better mother. And I do think I understand my patients and my clients better.
You know how they say that someone was complaining of not having shoes until they saw someone who didn't have legs. And then they were like, oh my gosh. You know, and that's so
Yeah.
true. I think just being grateful and being positive. Of course, there are always challenges. There are things that will happen that might try to make you feel unpleasant or might be unpleasant. For example, right? You wake up in the morning, you're ready for your day. You're looking forward to this amazing day. You're like, wow, today's my day. I'm grateful for this day. Everything will just be perfect. And then you're driving, someone just decided to cut right in front of you. And then you're like, what is this? But as much as we do not have control over over the external forces or other words or how other people choose to behave or act, we have the power to choose how we want what they did to affect us. Whether or not I want that behavior to affect my day, or I'm just gonna brush it. I'm like, well, I don't know what that dude is dealing with today, but I pray that he gets to where he's going safe, right? And then we move on, right?
Yeah,
Amazing.
yeah, yeah,
So
yeah. We have
what
control of our reaction and how we show up every day, right? Whether it's for ourselves, our family, our clients. Yeah.
How many times have we been in a situation where someone said something that we someone said something that normally will get us offended, and then we just said, you know what? I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. I'm just gonna pretend you didn't say that to me, right? I'm just gonna pretend you didn't say
Right,
that
it's
to
true.
me, right? And
Yeah, it
then
depends where you put your energy, right? Yeah.
absolutely. And most of the time when we say that, we say it, but still internalize that. We still let it get out of our way. How do we know how we respond next when that person approaches us? Or how do we start behaving towards that person? So as much as we said, I'm just gonna pretend I didn't hear that, you heard because now you held it against them. But how would it be like if we say, you know what, I'm going to ignore what she just said. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. And really, we walked away and just said, I'm not going to take that in. I'm just going to let it go, let it fly, and then move on with our day. You know, and that's something that I'm learning a lot, you know, and it's a work in progress. I always say to people that my biggest goal is that the grace of today is way more better than the grace of yesterday. And my goal is that the grace tomorrow will be a better grace than the grace today, you know, and that's my goal. And I am getting to that point where I just like, I'm not going to let anything. If something really, it's really serious, probably an hour, it might bother me for maybe an hour most. Sometimes even 10 minutes, sometimes 2 minutes. I'm like, you know what? I've got a podcast interview to do. I've got work to do. I've got people, lives to impact. And I'm not going to let this hold me down for a minute. And I'm just going to move on to the next thing, right? How amazing. So what's the greatest obstacle you've overcome? I mean, you just spoke about your story. It's crazy I'm asking you this, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. So what's the biggest obstacle you've overcome in the pursuit of your dream life, and how did you navigate all of the obstacles, the speed bumps and the stop signs?
I mean, it was definitely a difficult time. I'm not going to deny that, right? There were tears and frustration and what have you. And as I said, during that year, I had lost my mom as well, unexpectedly. And my boss had passed away. We had all of the, you know, everything to do with COVID, and, you know, like all of a sudden I'm dealing with the cancer and I'm sitting at home because I work in healthcare. I'm allowed, you know, two visitors, right, during COVID. And that was really difficult, because I didn't have like the distractions. So then I'd be sitting at home thinking, but, you know, as I said, there were silver linings with all of that. And I really put things in perspective for me, you know, not to take things for granted. And, you know, what do I want to do with my life? So my business is built with the holistic nurse coaching or consulting and cancer coaching. My business is built because I had that experience. And I'm very grateful for that, you know. I don't think I would have taken the risk or had the courage to do it otherwise. But I do feel like I owe people a service. And, you know, as much as, you know, medical professionals will say, don't let cancer take over, it's hard not to. It messes with your mind. So, you know, I'm just, this is where my business built. I really learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself, had to increase my coping skills and resilience. And,
it's amazing how you said that, that's where your business was built. From it's some this kind of a situation where you describe as a light out of darkness, right? Bringing light out of darkness. It's amazing, you know. As we were chatting behind a camera, I lost my mother through cancer, my dad through cancer, my elder sister, same thing, and so I know what that takes, you know, how much that takes from a family, what that means. It's almost like a life sentence, right? And if you don't, especially when someone doesn't have, not life sentence, a death sentence, sorry. Especially when someone doesn't have that support. And it's, in your case, it was during COVID with the fear of this whole COVID. No one knew anything that was going on. Like, what the heck was this? And then you had to stay home and people could not visit you because, of course, your immune system is so compromised. And I can only imagine, I can only imagine, and seeing you, still here, and then turning this to something so beautiful that you are supporting other people through their own journeys and letting them know that, hey, I know how it feels. I know what it feels. I know what is this is. I have been there, and trust me, it's gonna be okay. I'm here to support you. I'm here to walk this journey with you as much as you allow me, and as much as I can. I think it's so beautiful. And what role do you think mindset and belief system plays in attracting your dream life? And how do you work on strengthening them?
My mindset, again, focusing on what I can control and not on those, not on the end outcome. So trying to enjoy the journey and the process, which is actually a hard one for me. I'm still learning that. It's hard to enjoy the process of cancer, but when you're in it again, you have to look at things as positively as you can, regardless. And just having those having the courage to move forward, making goals as small as they may be. And the one thing I've learned is you can still have hope even when you're dying, when you're on your deathbed. I've been taking more palliative courses and talking to an end of life doula. So sorry, I don't know if I'm getting off track here, but just taking action, having attainable goals, looking at what makes you happy, looking at your values and your strengths, and everybody has them, no matter what situation they're in, whether it be socioeconomical or it doesn't matter where you come from. Like everyone has value, right? And it's just stepping back and listening to people, listening to their story, right?
I like how you talked about setting goals, because when we have something we're looking forward to, that's life on its own. That's life itself, right? When we give up, when we say, what's the point? That's where death starts, begin. But when we are able to set goals, irrespective of what is going on, we have something we're working towards. We have hope. We believe that these goals that we've set for ourselves, we're going to accomplish them. One thing I always say to people that irrespective of whatever you're trying to achieve or whatever you're going through in life, and I always say, ask yourself, what do you want the outcome to be? What
Right.
outcome are you looking for? In a case where it's a diagnose, what do you want? What outcome do you want? I want to be healthy again. I want to be healthy. I want to live. I want to see my grandkids. I want to spend time with my children. I want to spend time with my family. I want to feel good again in my own body. That's the outcome you want. So now, if you figured out what the outcome is, what you want, focus on what you want. When you focus on what you want, the process will be more meaningful to you. But if you don't identify or define the outcome, you're like, what do you, the essence, what do I want? In the middle of all of this, what do I want? I want to be well again so that I can live a healthier life, so that I can use this whole darkness, this whole situation for good, to help other people. That's my outcome. That's what I look forward to. Now I have something I'm looking forward to. So now it's going to help me, the process become more meaningful to me. I'll be able to endure the pain in the process. Why? Because I have set my eyes on the outcome. I have set my eyes on that goal, on what I want to see, what I want to accomplish, what I want to have. So every time it becomes difficult, every time the process becomes difficult, I remind myself, remember, This is what you're looking at. This is what you want. This is what you need to go through to get on the other side. You get
Yeah,
my point?
definitely.
So that's so amazing. So is there any courageous decision that you've made that has impacted your life significantly, or your business or your career, whatever that is?
I primarily grew up in Ontario and I moved to Alberta years ago and didn't know anyone. So I didn't have a support system. And I decided to call Alberta home. So I started my family here. I developed my career here. And I have wonderful friends now that are like family. And, and I did have to unfortunately rely on some of them during my during cancer. I used to be a person that I could do it on my own. I didn't need people to help me. And it was humbling, right? I mean, I realized that during my journey, I couldn't do it on my own. I needed, whether it was, somebody to go and get me groceries, or whether it was somebody to just listen. I was fortunate enough that I have a wonderful girlfriend, and she would always say to me, "Tell me what you need."
Wow.
And I'd be like, "Okay, this is what I need. I need you to just listen, yeah." So it is nice to have that support system, whether it be family, professional. Wellspring is wonderful in Calgary here. They work with cancer patients and have many, many different programs that are free. Yeah, and for me, learning self-care. I mean, I thought self-care was having a cup of tea. Cancer, literally. Cancer, it taught me to slow down. And not to say that I do that all the time, but I had to. I was forced to slow down. And
Yeah.
talking about the self-care piece, where cancer's the disease, it's not the person, but looking at the person as a whole, right? There's so many other things. Looking at the spiritual, physical, mental, like looking at all of those pieces. Because even in disease, when you have a disease, you can still have wellness. So, and I think that's at the forefront and has been for the last few years. But, my background is oncology, and, I know chemo, radiation, what have you. But now, there's all these alternative therapies that can be used in combination with getting the everyday treatment, right? So,
And is that one of the information you share with your client, like those alternatives?
Yeah, definitely, right? Definitely. So, like meditation, I'm doing what's called HeartMath certification. I'm working on that right now, where it looks at self-regulating your own blood pressure and focusing on your heart rate to bring that down to a normal level, which does impact pain. So there's many, many different things, positive affirmations, journaling, that gratitude journaling. It can be painting. It can be, even when you're out in nature, like really being part of it and having your senses in tune to that, right? Like, what are you smelling? What are you hearing? And
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's hard to say that we will go through our journey in life, whether it's personal journey, career journey, or business, without having the experience where we did something and it didn't work out. I mean, it could be described as failure. But as we know, Thomas Edison says that he never failed. He just found out 10,000 ways that it didn't work out during his discovery of electricity. So what's the most memorable failure you've experienced, and how did it shape your path?
So a few years ago, I left a 21-year relationship. I felt that it was no longer serving my growth. I originally viewed it as a failure, right? Now, I mean, nobody wants to see their marriage fail. However, there were a lot of positives that came with that. It taught me to be independent. It was humbling. I mean, it was hard, but it was humbling. It set me on a growth pattern, again, building that resilience and taking the time to focus on myself and look at what I really want. So I mean, obviously I still have family and a child to raise, but looking at myself, looking at, why it failed, what I could have done better, really having that insight.
Yeah,
So
it's amazing how you said there were a lot of positive that came out of it, but it was hard, and that's something I always say to people, that even when you have all the reasons to walk away, it still doesn't make it easy. It's a difficult
no.
process. It's something that you don't wish anyone go through. I had my own experience as well. So it's even when you have every reason, like enough reason to say, now this is not just working out, this is causing me so much pain, it still doesn't make it easy to walk away.
No, definitely not. And especially when you still love the person, right? You want the best for them, and you
Yeah.
don't, or I don't want to see people in pain or what have you, but yeah.
So how have you been able to stay positive, how have you been able to stay focused and motivated all through, when you were going through your journey, your cancer treatment, and even when you started building your business? Because I know obviously when you started building your business, clients didn't just show up from everywhere, or when you were going through your journey, it's as you said, it was really difficult. I'm sure there were days that you felt like, oh my gosh, what is this? Am I going to go through this? So how have you been able to stay positive in any challenging time?
Me, I mean, it is looking at what my intention is and my purpose with the business, which is to serve others, and it is my legacy. I mean, if my cancer returned, and I want to be able to show my daughter that, like,
Let's
I worked
agree.
hard at
Let's
this.
agree some on something. The cancer is not returning ever, ever, ever again. I'm
Right,
agreeing
right.
with
I
you
mean,
on
I'm hoping it doesn't, but when I look
that.
at that, but I mean, I want my daughter to see that I made a positive impact on people, that I worked hard and something came of it, right? Staying motivated again, it's serving others. So I mean, I'm a nurse. I don't have any business sense whatsoever, so I'm learning. I generally like to learn. It's hard to learn about things that you don't know anything about. That is totally outside your comfort zone. But I mean, that is part of the process. And I've met some amazing people that, and connections with building the business and like-minded people. So that makes a difference, right? I mean, obviously, my friends, they want to see me happy. They want to see me succeed, and they see how important this is to me. Like, this isn't just a job. Like, this is something that is really dear to my heart. And I have seen many and served many, cancer clients, and really I've learned so much from them, and the courage that it takes, especially for the people that are extremely sick. Yeah,
Absolutely.
so just again, setting those goals and not losing sight, coming back to them, right? Sometimes we have to reset. I mean, I have days when I'm just like, you know what? I know I need to do this for the business, but this is just not the day to do it, right? And giving yourself that grace.
Absolutely. That
Yeah.
grace. Yeah. Giving yourself that grace. I think that's also something that I'm really learning to do, you know, to give myself permission to say, today, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna relax and just spend time with myself, watch a really great movie, listen to good music, just do only things that I love. I'm not gonna do any administrative work. I'm not gonna do any interviews and not feel guilty about it. Because in the
I was
past,
just going to say that, and yeah, a lot of women do, right? I mean, I've had that before where, well, don't, partner saying like, well, don't you have things to do? Well, yes, I always have things to do, right? There's always laundry and the mundane things, right? But yeah, like sometimes it's a day off is, how can you serve other people when you're completely depleted yourself, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had to learn that because I will feel so guilty if I spend an hour just sitting. I will feel guilty. I'll be like, Grace, you've got all these things to do. You have this to do, you have this to that do. And you just sit, you just wasted. I called it waste in the past. You just wasted an hour sitting. And now I have come to learn that I deserve that. I deserve that. I deserve to take an hour, to take 2 hours and said, I'm not gonna do anything for these 2 hours. I'm just gonna sit and just relax. And if I choose to watch a movie during that time, I watch a movie. If I choose to have a nice warm beverage, I will do that. If I choose to just listen to music and just let it sink and then just enjoy it, I'm gonna do that. And every time I want to have the thought of, oh, you needed to, oh, what about, I just, cast it out constantly and just get my mind in a place where my mind is just relaxed. And I will get that, I will go through those 2 hours or 1 hour, whatever that is, and just enjoy it and really digest it and feel good about it because I deserve it. I'm worthy of it.
Yeah, and it's investing in yourself and feeding your soul, right? So yeah, and I found that when I was sick, like I'm quite empathetic, but I found it was harder to be empathetic with others because I was dealing with my own stuff, right? And I would have clients say, you're not your cheery self. What's going on? And of course, you don't want to indulge, bring up that information. It's not the place to do that. It's not professional, but I was really feeling it. So, yeah. And now I
So
don't feel guilty. If the dust bunnies have to wait one more day, it's
oh
okay.
yeah.
They're not going anywhere, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And also it's okay to say to yourself, yes, I have two, three, four dishes or plates in the sink, and I'm gonna wash them. I'm gonna wash them in 30 minutes, or I'm gonna wash them in an hour. But for now, I'm just gonna relax. And then later I'll go do them. But I think that's something that as women we really struggle with, you know.
We do. But if you look at life, I mean, my child is not like she's gonna remember the experiences that we have, not the fact that my house was clean perfectly, right? And that's something I've learned the hard way as well. I've lost out on some wonderful experiences when she was younger because, trying to keep up with everything. But now I do give myself permission to, we're going to go out and do something, and she will remember that.
And I think also the permission to give yourself, for us to learn how to give ourselves the permission to say no or yes, you know, to
Yeah,
say, oh, you
definitely.
know what, that sounds really great, it sounds like fun, but thank you, but no, I will pass, you know, and not feel guilty about it. I think it's really important. So I know you spoke about some of the rituals that you do, like meditation, positive affirmation, that you even take your clients through. So, what other rituals or routines that do you incorporate into your daily life to align with your dream life?
My biggest thing is positive affirmations. That came out when I was going through my cancer, and I just get them from the phone. Like things pop up, and it puts me in a very positive mindset. So that's one that I do meditations. So I will just do, just not every day, but doing that mindful meditation through video. Again, the gratitude. Definitely the nature bathing. I mean, that's how I ended up living in Alberta because of the mountains. And the mountains are my happy place. I just feel so calm and so happy when I'm there, and making that time to go to the mountains, right? But I mean, it doesn't have to be there. Although I do love their beauty, and I never get tired of going there. But Fish Creek Park is close by, and that is a big one for me. And decreasing the social media, like I found during COVID especially, right? It's like, okay, you get bombarded with a lot, and it's like sometimes I needed to just tune it out, even though I work in healthcare, but not be so focused on that, right? And focus on other things that are positive. And
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, have you ever encountered resistance from others regarding your pursuit of your dream life? And how did you handle it? Because sometimes we have friends or family members who try to say, discourage us, not because they just don't want us to be successful, but because they're concerned that what if we don't make, if we fail, or if it doesn't work out, what that will do to us. So have you ever experienced anything like that?
I've had friends ask why I would take the risk, and and some that just don't understand the holistic nursing perspective, right? Or, well, you're a nurse, like what do you mean you're gonna go and do coaching? So explaining actually what it is, I mean, it's fairly new. So, yeah, I surround myself with like-minded people. As I said, I've met many people through connecting, and that's been wonderful. And I mean, I can be quite shy when I'm out of my element, and definitely have experienced the discomfort while growing. But that's part of it, right? Like you have to get out of your comfort zone to propel yourself forward. So it's like as I said, the people that generally care for me are going to want to celebrate this, even if it's small successes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there are lots of people out there who are in that phase of their life where they really want to go for their dream life. They want to do something else. Whatever they're doing now, it's really not working. They could see how it's affecting their life, their lifestyle, their health, their happiness. Family dynamics, but they don't have the courage, to say, you know what, I'm gonna take that leap, and I know I might fall, and if I fall, I might have some bruises, but you know what, those bruises are gonna heal. But then, so how, what advice would you give to someone like that who is just feeling stuck, unsure about how to manifest their dream life? What will you say to that person?
I would say, like, set a goal that is important to you. Don't lose sight of it. Don't give up. Yeah, like just have the courage. You have to believe in yourself for it to happen if you want others to believe in what you're doing. You have to look at your values and your strengths, and you have to look at what will make you happy. You need to know what will make you happy. And changing your mindset, instead of, well, what will happen if I don't succeed? What will happen if you do succeed? Like, what does that look like for you? So envisioning that, even though it hasn't happened yet, how would that affect your life in a positive manner? How would it affect your family or others, right? And I mean, obviously you have to put the work in. I mean, I could, my goal could be I want to be a millionaire, but that's not really that's not aligned to my values or what have you. But so being realistic as well, but you've got to put the work in as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you put the work in and you stay committed and baby steps, moving forward, as long as you're moving forward,
Yeah,
and
absolutely. And
there
I
doesn't
think,
have to be, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
oh no, you go ahead, sorry.
I would just say there doesn't have to be a timeline. Sometimes things take time and they take a lot longer than what we would like, right? It's easy to get impatient when you don't see something happening. Like it's like losing weight, right? If you don't see yourself losing the 5 pounds, it's harder to propel yourself forward and feel motivated. But it will happen if you keep working on it. It just may not be on the timeline that you want.
Absolutely. I think that's so true. And just to be true to yourself, I think
Yeah.
when we are really true to ourselves, honest to ourselves, and again, at the end of the day, why do you want what you want? Why do you want that dream life? Whatever that is, why do you want it? And as you said, envision yourself living that life. Sit down and really see yourself living that life. How did you feel when you imagine yourself, visualize yourself living that life? How did you feel? Did it make you feel so good? And the steps, you need to do the work. And doing the work is not different from you doing the work that you're doing now to earn the money you're earning now. Either way, you're doing something to get whatever you're getting now. So the thought of you having to do the work to become that person or to have that dream life that you love to have, it's no different from you waking up every day and show up at work to earn that salary at the end of the month or at the end of 2 weeks, whatever that is, or whatever you're doing now to earn whatever you're earning. It's no different. We always have to do something, right? We always have to do
Yeah.
something. So I think being real to yourself, being true to yourself, and having a really clear vision of what you want, having that clear vision of
Yeah.
what you want, and really sit with yourself and say, is this what I really want? Is this what I
I
really
think it,
want?
yeah, if you show up as your authentic self, it certainly makes it a lot easier. It doesn't seem like a job, right? Yeah.
Not because someone is telling you, but because you are thinking, this is the life I would really love to live. And what do I need to do to have this life that I would love to live? Do you want to always sit there and wish and wish and wish and wish and wish and never have to see or experience what truly that life can be like or might look like, and just always just allow fear to hold you back, or allow the voices of others who are saying, really, like in your case, what do you mean you want to be a coach? You are a nurse. No, there was a time you were not a nurse. You get my point. There was a time that you were not a nurse. So yes,
Yeah, definitely.
you get my point. But then people will say that because they
Yeah.
think that this is who you are. This is who you are. What are you talking about? Leaving all of this to start this? But when we are true to ourselves, if this is what our heart magnet is calling us to do, then we will appreciate their concern. But we will say, you know what? This is what I really want. And when you know your why, you are clear with your why,
Yeah.
you know this is what I want to do. You will do it. You will do it.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
is there any new
Yeah. I
project?
think, oh,
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I mean, years ago I was a perfectionist, and I had everything like in my mind the way I wanted my life to go. So again, it's even since I've been divorced and with the cancer and losses in my family, it's I've had to change what my dream looks like, right? And that's okay for things to change. They've just got to change with you. I thought my life would end up a certain way, and sometimes that can be hard to wrap your head around, right? Well, this is like, where do I go from here? When I'll just say, when I was during the cancer, I didn't have any dreams, and that was a, I wouldn't say mistake. It's more of a learning curve. But I was, I waited until, okay, you're in remission. And it's like, no, like, we need to dream no matter what stage we're at in life, no matter what's going on, right? There's
Absolutely.
always going to be challenges and things thrown at us. So that was very different for me. But sorry, so you're saying about projects. Do you have any projects going on? I am collaborating with a clinic called Candid Wellness, and they specialize in lymphedema, whether it be from breast cancer or other surgeries. So I'm signing on with them as a independent contractor for a holistic nurse coach, and we'll be doing we'll be sharing resources and referrals back and forth and working together. But ultimately, I will still be my own business. Yeah.
Awesome. So Claire, if someone wants to find you, because I think you are doing an amazing work and that is
Thank you.
really impacting lives, transforming lives. If someone wants to find you and to get to work with you, how would they find you?
They can look at my website, and it is Clarity. Now, it is spelled differently. It's actually my name, Clare dash ITY, the word calm, CALM dot CA.
Claire, thank you so much for your time. It's been an amazing time with you. And thank you for sharing your story and even like the work you do that is changing lives, impacting lives, and making a difference. And you heard her. Find her, check out her website. I think she's doing an amazing work. And that was it for this episode of Magnetize. I'm your Grace with Grace, girl Grace Oben, and check out my website,
Thank you.
providenceguide.com. And also, you can get my book from Amazon. Don't give up yet. You can still get it right. That's the title of my book. You can find it on Amazon. And this concludes this episode of today. And have an amazing time and see you next week. Bye for now. Now, are you ready to make your dream a reality? Head to freegiftfromgraceoben.com and start your unique journey today. That is freegiftfromgraceoben.com. See you on the other side.